Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California attempts to censor pro-life speech at pregnancy centers. We're going to be talking about this case in which we filed a brief on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, Liberty Counsel, we filed an amicus brief in this. It's called NIFLA, or National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, versus Bonta, who is the attorney general there in California, Rob Bonta. And he's attempting to silence pro-life pregnancy centers from telling women they can save their children if they have started the abortion drug. And they say, you know what, I've changed my mind. And you can stop that process most successfully. And so he doesn't want them to know that. But you know, Matt, this sounds very familiar to another case that had gone to the Supreme Court where we represented California pro-life pregnancy centers.
Yeah, California pro-life pregnancy centers that went to the Supreme Court before that we represented as well was a state law that required abortion to be promoted in these pro-life centers.
Like huge fonts and brochures.
Yeah, it was like
in a pro-life pregnancy center.
40-some point font or something like that. It was crazy.
Unbelievable, yeah.
And you had to have it in multiple languages, and depending upon where you were located, it could be multiple languages. So
it defeats your whole point of
having a... You could have a brochure. It starts off as a bifold
brochure.
Here's how
you save your baby, and then
and you just
kill
have
your
the
baby.
Picture of your abortion, your crisis pregnancy center on the front, and your phone number and website. But then you got to have like sheet after sheet after sheet after sheet in this massive language font and multiple languages.
Totally defeating the
promoting
mission
abortion.
Of saving lives.
They thought they could get away with it.
And this is the same situation here.
Yeah,
in California.
They lost that case at the Supreme Court. But this one here is somewhat similar in the sense that these crisis pregnancy centers are giving information out that if you have taken the abortion drug mifepristone, there may be still hope if you change your mind. So mifepristone, that abortion drug that a woman would take to abort her child, blocks the progesterone. And blocking progesterone production starves the baby, kills the baby. And then the second pill that they take actually causes the labor to be induced.
Right, explosive.
So the baby is killed by mifepristone because it is starved from having no progesterone. And then the second pill causes the labor to go into effect. So if mifepristone kills the baby by stopping progesterone, then the medical doctors, OBGYNs, we've talked to Dr. Lyle,
yeah,
one of
Dr.
them.
Yeah, Dr. Bill Wallace. He's had a high percentage of success rate with this abortion pill reversal too.
He says it makes sense. Then they say it makes sense and they have a high percentage of success that if the mifepristone is stopping progesterone, give the woman something that actually produces progesterone to counteract it.
Right. He said, you know, the progesterone is bioidentical and as natural as it can possibly be to what a pregnant woman produces. So you're just stopping the process and adding the progesterone, which gives the baby an opportunity to live.
Yeah. So it basically, as you're emptying the tank here with mifepristone, you're filling the tank, if you will, with progesterone to counteract that, and so the baby is able to survive until that mifepristone drug passes through your system. And so Dr. Lyle and others have had success in, if they get to the woman in time.
There's a time window, obviously, yeah.
That between the time you take the mifepristone and the time you then add progesterone to your regimen, that there is a high percentage of women who can actually save their baby. And he has many examples of that. So in March 2025, a federal judge denied a motion to stop the censorship against the two pregnancy center chains, Heartbeat International and Real Options. They are several clinics among many that tell women you have an option and you can be referred to doctors who are skilled in being able to prescribe progesterone. And the APR protocol is what it's called, the abortion pill reversal. That's what it stands for, uses progesterone, which is a safe and naturally occurring hormone that has been used safely and effectively for decades to prevent miscarriage and preterm labor. Progesterone can potentially reverse the effects of abortion from the pill mifepristone if a woman charges or changes her mind within 72 hours after taking the drug. As I said, mifepristone starves the baby to death by blocking the naturally occurring progesterone that helps a woman's body sustain the baby.
You know, it makes no sense that a pro-life pregnancy center would promote abortion any more than a Planned Parenthood would promote saving babies.
Well, in
how can he push that
October,
on them?
Well, because they're so dedicated to death
money,
and abortion.
Money. Yeah.
October 23, in a press release, Attorney General Bonta of California, he revealed his ideological viewpoint, claiming advertisements of the abortion pill reversal protocol contain, quote, lies and misinformation, close quote, and that most women, quote, do not regret that abortion,
mm-mm,
close quote. What?
Wrong.
Where's
wrong.
He getting that? Most
wrong.
Women don't regret their abortion?
Mm-mm.
Most women. Well, what about women who do?
Well, statistics show 70% of women, and I imagine it's a lot higher, there's probably not saying it, experience grief and regret after an abortion. And this APR, the abortion pill reversal protocol, has saved at least 6,000 unborn babies. And as you mentioned before, Dr. Lyle, he's had about a 78% success rate. That's huge.
Yeah, and the national average here is 64% to 68%, and Dr. Lyle has a higher percent success rate. He's a OBGYN in the Panhandle in Florida. So here's what Bonta's saying, and it makes no sense. Okay, let's even say that he's correct. I don't think he is. I think he's wrong. You just pointed it out. But he says most women do not regret their abortion.
No.
So even if that's true, why don't you allow some women who want to choose this protocol to have the protocol?
And does he know most women?
Yeah, I know.
No.
But I mean, even his logic doesn't make sense.
He's just following the footsteps of Kamala Harris.
Why don't you
Harris?
Give some yeah. of the women choices that want the choice to reverse this horrible decision that they just did, and
right.
they want to change their mind? And obviously, he can't deny that there are women who change their mind. He can't deny that. So why then prevent them from getting this information? He goes, well, it's lies. Well,
mm-mm.
there's actual real information about how this actually does work.
Mm-hmm.
So he supports women having the choice to seek a chemical abortion, yet he wants to prohibit the same women from having the knowledge of the choice to potentially reverse the abortion with progesterone.
You know, my question would be, for this attorney general, how much money do you receive from Planned Parenthood? Is it the same amount that the former AG Becerra and Kamala Harris before that received from Planned Parenthood?
I'm sure it is.
Let's do that research.
At the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, that's where it is now. We said, quote, the unconstitutional dichotomy is plainly viewpoint discrimination and violates the First Amendment. We also stated that the abortion pill reversal, APR-related speech, is not based on commerce, and to classify it as both commercial and false or misleading contradicts 80 years of commercial speech precedent. So what Bonta said is that this violates the consumer fraud statutes. You can't go out and say that you can provide progesterone and it will actually help reverse these abortion decisions. You can't do that. That's consumer fraud. And that's what he's trying to argue. That's a violation of free speech. When the district court allowed Bonta's censorship to stand, it not only treaded on the First Amendment protections, but essentially outlaws off-label pharmaceutical use. That's a real dangerous situation. While the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval of progesterone about 50 years ago was to help maintain healthy pregnancies, it was also to prevent miscarriages and for other uses. The district court took issue with this approval because there has not been many studies assessing progesterone safety for use in abortion reversal protocol.
You know, I'm still thinking about that earlier statement that he said that most women do not regret their abortion. I mean, what an offensive thing to say. And especially the majority of women are pushed to get an abortion by their partner or family member or a financial situation. So how can you say they do not regret that?
Well, they do regret it. And Dr. William Lyle, the board-certified OBGYN, has delivered thousands of babies. And he says progesterone is a bioidentical and natural remedy and can reverse these. And as you said, he has a 78% success rate if he's able to get to the woman in time. And we had him on one of our TV programs, Freedom Alive, and he gave an amazing story of a woman who regretted her abortion after reading a billboard, contacted a number, got in touch with him, and saved her baby. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.